We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ron, I promised you a treat, and I'm going to deliver it right now. I went home yesterday, and yes, I missed the Pomp Gathering. And I actually, Lending Hearts is an incredible organization.
Oh, but, it is. But don't feel bad because it's such a great organization, and you let down a good friend. I mean, don't feel bad about it.
Well, here's why.
It's okay.
I had to play Mr. Mom at home, and I had to do a column. And around about 5:30, I was going to do something on the Penguins' lines, which I'm sure would have been mighty compelling. But, I don't know, I was just surfing the net. Do they still say that, Ron? Can we still say that? Do people still surf the net? Is that still a thing?
I guess you can say it. I don't know.
And we talked about the anniversary of Mr. Rogers. Fred Rogers' death was yesterday. And then I saw Myron Cope. And I said, are you kidding me? On the same day?
You wrote an unbelievable column about it.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers on February 27th, 2003. Myron on the 27th in 2008. Ron, as I led off here, and I'd be curious with your thought, my lead was, if you're talking about non-athlete icons in this town, who bigger than Mr. Rogers and Myron Cope?
Bob Prince, Mike Lang? Bob Prince, maybe, Mike Lang. I would think those guys are right there, but I don't think you'd go wrong with Fred Rogers and Myron Cope.
Well, I went back to my first big newspaper assignment, which was covering Myron's last show, and it was somewhat daunting. But I'm curious what you remember about Myron. And did you ever meet Mr. Rogers? I can't remember if I asked you that.
No, you asked me yesterday. We talked about this. I met him a couple times at QED. Can't say I know him. He just was always very gracious. Great person to deal with. But I can't say I really knew. Myron, I knew very well. And I have some stories I can't share with you on the air. But was always kind and gracious to me. And I remember once he goes, Cookie? He goes, let me buy you lunch. So we got in the car. This was at Three River Stadium. We drove like less than half a mile away. We went through the Burger King drive-thru. He bought me a Whopper and fries. I'll never forget that. We took it back to the facility. Now, Myron was a heavy smoker, and he never got over the indignity, or he was so angry about not being allowed to smoke inside the media room.
Yeah.
And he had to go outside, and he never got over that.
He wrote a whole chapter about that in his book.
Never got over it. He always felt like smokers were treated like second-class citizens. And I just had a lot of great stories with him on the road. In your column, you talk about Joe Gordon, his great buddy, the tremendous PR guy for the Steelers, the best I've ever been around. They'd go into a visiting town, and people would be, the nation would be waiting in the hotel lobby, and they'd all be screaming, Myron, Myron. And I'd be out at night with him in the bars, and it would be unbelievable scene. He was just like a magnet. Men, women, everybody coming up to him.
That's amazing. And you would mean Joe Green, Franco, Terry Bradshaw, Lambert.
Yep. Yeah. And Myron was every bit as popular as any of them. And I think Joe confirmed that to you, didn't he?
He did. He said everywhere they went. And then he said Myron would tell those people when they'd greet him at the hotel, he'd say, gents, I'll be right back. He'd go up to his room, get all set, come back down and drink with them till the wee hours of the morning.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
Phenomenal.
And obviously, so creative. And is there anything bigger than the terrible Tao? I mean, look at that invention. Look at the money he has raised.
Over $2 million.
His son is autistic, and that's what, he donated everything to that cause, and just phenomenal stuff.
Yeah,
an impact he had on this city. I don't know that anybody else has had an impact like he did. Now, Mr. Rogers did as well in a much different way. I loved in your column, I laughed out loud because I could hear Joe saying it when you asked him if he thought Myron and had ever met Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know about that. And then I could hear him say, Cucky or Starkey, they ran in different circles.
Yes, I could hear him say that. Yes, they
did. Myron liked a good cigarette. He liked an adult beverage. And I don't know that Mr. Rogers ever did.
Safe to say. And the other thing that I got a great kick out of, I said to Gord, what was Cope's relationship like with Chuck Noll? It turned out they live 5 minutes apart and that Cope had a studio built in his house, radio studio, I guess. And Noll would just go over there on Saturday night and they would tape the pregame show at Cope's house. And on top of that, Noll would go over there as a handyman that Cope's TV would break down or whatever. And his wife, Mildred, would say, call the repairman, and Myron would say, nah, Chuck's going to come over Saturday and fix it, and he would.
Right.
He'd go over there and fix it.
Chuck could do anything. He was about the most intelligent man I ever was around, and I'm not just talking about football. Speaking of Mildred, I went to, back in the day, early on in my marriage, we went to Myrtle Beach on a vacation, and the Copes were down there on vacation at the same time. Cookie, how about you and your wife coming to dinner with Mildred and I?
We
went out to dinner, yeah.
Nice.
In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'll never forget that.
Wow.
Myron, what a character. What a character.
I could just hear those stories.
And you know what?
All day.
People don't know about him. A lot of people don't know. They know that voice, they know the terrible Tao. He may have been the greatest sports writer in Pittsburgh history.
Amazing.
He was an unbelievably talented writer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd put Phil Music high on the list. I'd put Bruce Kaiden high on the list. But Myron could have been the best of all time in Pittsburgh. One of the best in the country. He used to write for what? The New Yorker or Esquire or somewhere. I think he did some Sports Illustrated work. He did just fabulous. He was a fabulous writer. I always had more respect for him as a writer than a radio guy.
And I sat down yesterday because I was looking up a few things in his autobiography, which was called, Double Yoy, I think?
Double Yoy.
And go back and read it. I mean, it's so enjoyable. Every single page, so funny and brilliant and well-written. And Gordon told me he said Myron was the single most creative guy I've ever met. You could give him, a little idea for his, he did 1 minute things TV?
Oh, yeah.
And he just said it would just go from A to Z and just be this brilliant idea.
But yeah, he had one of the great lines that kind of reminded me of Antonio's. You guys know me. I don't like to call attention to myself. Myron always said, I'm not a gimmick guy. Well, he had a few gimmicks along the way.
Great stuff.
Legendary man. Legendary stories. Just an unbelievable writer and broadcaster. Bob Prince, I would say, is right there. I mean, and Mike Lang. We've been so lucky to have one in each sport here. It's just incredible.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the Penguins game tonight. Pretty big game for them as they seek. I mean, how many? I think they haven't had a four-game losing streak, regulation losses since he got here. Since his first year, he had one, right away.
First four games he lost.
Talk about that next, Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.